Activist, who is now at the furlong pole with a three-length lead. Second place, Princess Zoe, Spanish Mission behind this. Stradivarius is back in fourth position. Subjectivist Joe Fanning stole a race heading into the home straight. Subjectivist wins by a good distance.
Oh, it was a one-act affair in the Gold Cup. Subjectivist for Mark Johnson and Joe Fanning winning the Gold Cup. For the fans of Stradivarius, it was a tough watch. Frankie Dettori got stuck back on the inside. He got held up behind weakening horses. I'm not sure whether it changed the result, but he certainly would have finished a lot closer. Andrew Hawkins has been watching Royal Ascot unfold. The Highclere team had a good night last night with a long shot place getter, and he joins us this morning. How are you, Hawk?
Oh, look, I'm feeling a little bit worse for wear, but I'm sure I'm not as bad as Nick Wright having a hernia up, so I can't be complaining, that's for sure.
What do you make of the Gold Cup?
Look, I think, again, Nick Williams, I think, was spot on when he said Stradivarius wouldn't have won. Subjectivist has been very, very impressive in two starts of state this season. Very impressive winning the Dubai Gold Cup. And that form can sometimes be a little bit iffy, but to see him come back and win the Gold Cup like that, very, very impressive indeed. It'd be great to see him down in Australia just because he clearly relishes getting on top of the ground, which he'd obviously get down here quite a bit. But I'm sure Mark Johnson won't be wanting to let him out of his sight.
Oh, there's no doubt about that. He was absolutely breathtaking. How did we fare on the punt last night? Well done to the Highclere team. It looked another tricky night. Your best bet of the night got up, but there's been a few good value winners as well.
It has been a bit of a tough Royal Ascot. You need to just find these value winners, and it can be very difficult in these handicaps. I was very glad to see Mo Hafef win. As I said to you yesterday, I was concerned that the rain had come, and that was why I was being a little bit iffy with him. But once it was clear that the rain hadn't arrived, then again, he just looked best bet all over. So that was good to see him win. It is a tough meeting. Hopefully, we've still got a few more handicaps to come. But it would have been nice to see the Highclere runner win last night, Parachute. But he ran a very good race since George the Fifth. And look, I've been working on Harry since. Harry Herbert, my boss, since February to try and get him to come down to Australia to bring Parachute down, because he looks the perfect type for Australia. It might be one for you to ask Harry next week. I believe you might be having a chat to him next week, so it might be worth asking him whether he'll bring Parachute down.
What type of race would he come for?
Well, he'd be the type who could easily develop into a Melbourne Cup horse. As I say, horses that have run well in that race in the past have generally come down and performed well in Australia. Where he is at the handicaps, in the handicaps at the moment, he'll probably be around a 91, 92 after that race. That probably puts him on a rating of about 78 or so in Australia, so obviously well below what you'd need to get into a cup. But again, this is the type of race for King George V that has produced Melbourne Cup horses in the past. Highclere won it in 2001, with a horse by the name of Beekeeper, who came out subsequently owned by Godolphin, ran third to Media Puzzle in the Melbourne Cup. And it's again, time and time again, proven to produce Melbourne Cup horses. 2 years ago, South Pacific beat Constantinople. You go back further and you see horses that have come down. Scottish ran second in that race, and then ran second in a Caulfield Cup. Brown Panther, Dan Dino, won the race. And you even go back to a horse called Give the Slip, who won the race in 2000. He was placed in the Melbourne Cup a year later. So that's the type of race I think he could potentially measure up to, but obviously we need to get him down here first, and you're looking at it potentially being a 2022 Melbourne Cup horse if he was able to come down.
All right, Hawk, let's get some winners tonight. The feature is the Commonwealth Cup for the three-year-olds over 1,200 metres. You've got a very good chance, Highclere, and title tonight. Where do we get some winners?
Well, we'll start with the Commonwealth Cup. As you say, the feature this evening, it's only been an addition to the meeting in the last 6 or 7 years, but it's been a really good addition to the meeting in that it adds that three-year-old sprinters feature and gives another option for horses that are coming out of the Guineas. I do have a best bet there, actually. Best bet of the evening is Campanelle. She's the American filly who comes across first run for the season. She was very good last season. She came across Royal Ascot, won the Queen Mary, went across to France, and won the pre-morning, which is a group one there, over 1,200 metres. Stepped up to a mile at her last run for the season. That was in the Breeders' Cup Juvenile Fillies Turf. Didn't quite manage to stay out of the mile, I think. I think coming back to 1,200 metres, she's going to be absolutely well-suited. She's got plenty of speed. She'll be in the mix for a long time. Wesley Ward, he's yet to have a winner this week, but I think that Campanelle is the best of his bunch. So she's my best bet of the evening.
All right, best of the night. Campanelle at $6, race 3, number 13. And just quickly, because we're running out of time, anything else?
Hikley has two runners in the first two races this evening. I reckon both worth a bet. Cachet in the Albany Stakes and Title in the King Edward VII. And also race 4, keep an eye out for Udna Data. Big, big price in the Coronation Stakes, owned by Bob Scarborough. Raced in the colours of light, fantastic marble halls. I think worth an each-way play.
At $61. Good on you, Hawk. Good luck tonight with the Highclere team as well.
Thanks very much, Michael.